This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW, and joining me is Dr. Yvonne Chan O'Neill, who is, guess what, a creativity researcher. What the heck is a creativity researcher, and why should parents or teachers even be interested?
Creativity is an amazing topic. It is all about generating ideas. It is about preparing our students and our children for jobs that have not even been invented yet. In our ever-changing society, there's something about being adaptable and being nimble and creating a space and an ability to not ever run out of ideas or options. And that's what we're doing by studying creativity and how to replicate this process so that kids never run out of ideas.
So this is really a different way of thinking about education, because for years and years and years, education was measured by how much someone could remember and put down on a piece of paper or write or spell or add or subtract. And this takes basic skills, basic ideas, but makes it applicable to the real world.
Absolutely right. And it is about real world problem solving. It isn't just about esoteric ideas. It is about how to come up with a new solution to do a regular thing so that they have five different ways of getting to school when there's a roadblock. They have five different ways of solving a math problem. They can use fractions. They can use decimals. They can use apples. They can use tiles of carpet, but they can still solve the problem.
And one of the things that we see in the new way that math is being taught is kids just don't come up with a problem. Part of their education is explaining how they came up with it. Mm-hmm. And if you go around the room, guess what? You're going to have 10 different kids with 10 different ways of solving it.
That's exactly right. And we have to celebrate those differences and help to let them recognize that their way of approaching that problem and entering that problem is just as important as someone else's. They still reach that solution. So we have to celebrate that.
So when we talk about creativity research, there are certain areas that are more fruitful, let's say, for developing creativity. One of them, obviously, is the arts. One of them may be physical activity.
Absolutely. And it is about the ability to divergently think about something. How many different ways can you do it? And that's what we're trying to encourage. And it is about exposure to a number of different artistic domains. It is about exposure to new activities and new things that you've never tried before. We want to get them to be less risk averse and to try new things and feel comfortable trying new things.
One of the things that kids are afraid of is failure. They don't want to fail. And learning that failure is how they learn is a very positive thing.
Absolutely right. And I do actually do quite a few talks about embracing failure and how it does help you understand what to do next. And it just, you can never succeed unless you have a few failures behind you, because you don't know what doesn't work. So it is amazing to be able to understand what failure actually means.
So let's dig a little deeper about failure. And if you were a teacher, how would you help kids embrace the idea of not failure, but of learning how to do something?
Well, it's about an idea that just didn't work. You know, we tried a bunch of these, you know, we're going to keep trying a few different options, and not all of them are going to work. So let's begin this conversation by saying a few of these are not going to work. Let's just know that up front. That means that we can just cross them off our list and try the next one. So it is about knowing that that's likely going to happen. So it is about giving them the opportunity to know that this, to be prepared for that inevitability.
So you would give them a real world problem and say, how do you think you'd solve it?
That's exactly right. How many different ways can you solve it? And come up with solutions that no one else would think of. You know, think of doing this in a way that no one else would. That's how we're trying to get them to think, to be original, to be novel, to be exceptional. And we have to give them those explicit instructions.
Let me just remind you, this is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW, and joining me is Dr. Yvonne Chan O'Neill, who is a creativity researcher. Now, this is a real-world job. I mean, lots of organizations like the Kennedy Center have people who are really into looking at that research.
Absolutely right. I was founding director of research and evaluation at the Kennedy Center, and we looked at the impact of the arts on society. We took a look at how exceptional talent was developed. We wanted to see if music enhanced learning. We wanted to understand if drama did that, how music lessons changed kids. There are so many different aspects that we were looking at.
One of the things that people always say when they try to convince school districts to integrate music or have art in their schools is it helps kids learn. So what are the things that you've learned about it, that how it helps kids learn?
Well, you know, there are two sides to this story. And one is about using the arts to help do something else, and about using the arts just to enjoy life. And we don't want to discount and give one more preference over the other. So in terms of what the arts do to enhance other skills, it helps us with dispositions. I mean, think of what we do when we practice. We practice a certain piece of, or a few measures at a time until we get it right. There's something about that persistence because we know that it gets us to the next level. It teaches kids how to be persistent.
One of the stories that I can recall, because you always recall a personal story, is my son took percussion in middle school. And I went in and I had one of the parent-teacher conferences. And, you know, I said, I'm going to go in and talk about how he drums. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about how he drums. And the teacher said to me, I'm not teaching him how to drum. I'm teaching him the value of hard work, mm-hmm. that practice pays off, that coordinating with other people in the orchestra helps everyone. That's what I'm teaching him.
Absolutely right. That is absolutely right. And there's something about kids that are in ensembles. It helps them learn how to put another person forward, how to stay in the background for a moment and let someone else shine, how to give them encouragement. There is something, a skill that is developed, no doubt, when kids are involved in these sorts of ensemble groups.
So I'm a teacher or a parent listening, and I'm saying, well, okay, there's all this research. How do I use it? What are some tips that you would have, let's say at the beginning of a school year, to get into, get kids involved?
You know, I recently wrote an article for Crayola, and in this article, I came up with a few ideas, and one of them is called supercharged seeing. And we want to ask students to view an image and write down what they see. In what way does it tell a story or record history? How could it be used as a tool for science or exploration? Another is notice and wonder. Invite students to read a short paragraph, view an image, or listen to a piece of music that connects the topic of classroom discussion, and ask them to list what they notice. And how about finding three ways? Ask a student to generate a real problem that they want to solve. They must generate three ways to solve the problem. And they have to, you can feel free to put a condition on one of the ways. For example, one way must include a robot or a block of ice.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about the first one that you mentioned, and that is looking at something and saying what you see. Mm-hmm. What would be the first perception that most kids would come up with, and how would that evolve as you go through the exercise?
You know, it begins with something very obvious. And it might be the color of something, and it will eventually evolve into like a texture or a kind of the manufacturing process that went into it. So there, it kind of does go deeper. Students, as they wonder, really will take into account the number of institutions that were involved to design it and manufacture the piece or whatever. It really does.
Or maybe it's a color, and they'd say, "Oh, that's blue," and then they think about it. Are they trying to say, are they happy? Are they sad?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And it is about art interpretation when you have them look at a painting and figure out what the artist was trying to convey. What period of history was it? You know, what did it say politically about that time? Well, what about patrons and, you know, the economics that went behind this? And, you know, there are so many factors that we can really bring to light when it comes to these sorts of activities.
So one of the things that I think parents and teachers always want to dig down into is what are kids interested in, and how does that play into the arts?
One thing that we as parents really need to focus on is exposure, and as early as possible. Our kids can handle this, and they enjoy it. They enjoy trying new things and seeing new things and talking about it. Ask them what they saw. Ask them how it made them feel. Ask them what they thought the artist did when they were accomplishing that task or playing that piece of music. You'll be surprised at what you find out.
So if you have one tip for a teacher, just one tip for a teacher that has to do with creativity, what would it be?
It would be to expose your kids to as much as possible, find a hook for them, one entry point to let them connect with that piece of art or with that art form, and it will change their life. It has to be a hook that means something personal to that child.
So what's a hook? Give me an example.
Let's say we have an EL student, a student that's an English language learner and that doesn't have a lot of language skills in English. It's about finding something that's culturally relevant to them, whether it's through their food, whether it's through a tapestry or through some sort of vessel or something that is unique to their culture. Start there. Start from an artistic viewpoint and connect on that place. It's personal.
I'd really like to thank Dr. Yvonne Chand O'Neill, who is a, and I love this title, creativity researcher, for joining me and talking about the importance of thinking, how to get kids to think differently, and the idea that when we have kids that are going through the education system, one of the biggest things that we can give them as a gift is the ability to think and be creative. This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW.